Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Little darling, trying to be a little darling. There she is. Yeah. Jay Kerzner, Doug Steffen, always smiling, pretty much always happy, always thinking, participating in the world, participating in life. The Beatles got us thinking about the sunshine, the lollipops, and the roses. That'll be around pretty quickly. And so that's a good thing. I want to think about spring. I want to think about warmth. I want to think about the things that come with all of that, right? The romance season. I don't know why it is. Why are weddings held more in June than any other month? Is there a good reason? What month? When did you get married, Jay? What month?
In July. And it was so crazy hot. But I feel like June is one of those ones because it's summer, but it's not quite crazy hot.
Right.
Easier to travel, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June is definitely crazy popular for weddings. You also have October because the fall foliage just looks so pretty in pictures. Or you have the December weddings because of the snow, which has been kind of a little bit more sparse recently.
I'd like to pay attention to the people who get married in the cold weather months to see whether their marriages last longer, shorter, or it doesn't make a difference. Do you think it makes a difference the time of year? I get married in November. And I was frozen out by the following Valentine's Day. So, the cold, does that make a difference? Or if you have a warm love for somebody.
I think so. I would think it would be the relationship itself, the marriage itself. Right. I do always wonder about not necessarily the couple who decides to get married on a holiday or, say, like New Year's Eve, but the guests who have to attend who maybe wanted to go do something else for their New Year's Eve and ring in the New Year a certain way, but instead they have to go to a party.
Yeah.
Not a party, a wedding.
Well, it is a party, isn't it?
If they have their traditions or they like to do things a certain way, but they have to kind of put that aside. But I guess if it's somebody that you're really close to and you love dearly, you don't mind ringing in the new year with their love.
Okay. Well, can you ring it in with a bell that sounds like that?
More cowbell.
The cowbell? Yeah, well, on the farm, it's a great way to bring people to attention, right? Hear ye, hear ye. These two people are getting married. Any objections? We don't want to hear them. Just sit down and shut up and we'll get on with it. All right, so we have that to think about, the good stuff. I have your attention now, so here's a couple of sick things that you can think about. If you've heard the story about what happened in Oklahoma, investigation going on this week into the death of what's referred to as a non-binary student. You want to, again, underscore what category, what do we put into non-binary as terms, male, female?
Doesn't identify with either gender of
either.
Male or female.
Right. There was a cop. There was a 16-year-old guy, and the students in the school in Owosso, Oklahoma, didn't like him because he was different. So what'd they do? They killed him. There you go. And so now, these people, there was a fight. I think there were girls involved in it and boys.
Yeah, this happened in the girls' restroom.
Yeah. So this is somebody who changed, or did they even change? This is identified as a woman, a young woman?
No.
Even though I had, why was there a fight?
No, so it's a non-binary. Non-binary is when is the gender identification thing where you do not identify as either gender, male nor female. This is where they, them, those pronouns are used rather than he, she,
right.
and her.
Okay, so what was the beef, though? How would you know, unless the student said, you know, there's a lot of bullying apparently going on from students in this high school. And so it ended up that the student in question had a physical altercation with some others in the school, and to the point where he was, he, she, how do you refer to somebody non-binary?
They.
You're calling me he.
They, them.
Hey, they, okay. So they, but they is plural, so it's not plural, it's one person.
Well, it's not. Say you get an email from, say I got an email from somebody, and I'm relaying the message to you, and I don't actually know if the, it's a gender neutral name, and I don't even know if this is a man or woman, let alone what pronouns they use. I'm going to use the pronouns they, because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say he or she, and just say they.
It's kind of an incorrect use of the pronoun, but that's not really the issue here. What's the issue is how sick it is that people are so afraid of their own sexual identity, and that's really what this is. You get down to brass tacks, people who don't understand or don't accept someone who's different than they are.
Learn to hate from home.
Yeah, if the home situation is such, there's an insecurity there. I mean, it's not my cup of tea. I don't know whether I hang around with people who are non-binary or not, and I don't really give a rat's, you know what. These are people. So what's the difference? What is it? How are you affected? This is kind of like when people say gay marriage is going to ruin the institution. How? What's it going to? It doesn't bother. Why would you even care? It doesn't affect you and your marriage. So what do you care? And I think I apply the same logic to this stuff. It's uncomfortable. And so when you go to the airport now, it's a non-sex or unisex bathroom that you find in many places. And so you're in there, you go in and you close the door and you lock it if you don't want to have somebody else come in that's not of your sex. You know, you see fathers take their daughters into men's rooms all the time when they're 2, 3, 4 years old, and nobody says boo about it. And so this is something, I mean, certainly these
kids
are older.
There's been men who have taken their daughters into women's rooms because they know the women's room is probably safer. Because the urinals, even if a man takes his little girl into the men's room, there's still, like, urinals around. It's not that everybody is in a stall, where if you go into the women's room, they're all stalls. And I've been in a restroom, and not a single other woman who was in that restroom had a problem with the man bringing their daughter in for safety.
Yeah. So if you were in the ladies' room and the men's room was locked, and you couldn't get in, you really had to go, would you say something if a guy came in and used a urinal in a woman's room?
There aren't any urinals in the women's restroom. We don't.
Well, I don't mean urinals. I mean toilets. They use the toilet. The reason I ask is because I've done that on many occasions. If you got to go and you can't get into the men's room,
I've used the men's restroom on multiple occasions. Go to any concert where they are starting to convert some of the men's rooms into women's restrooms at concerts if they know that there's going to be a larger female base than male. Yeah. But before they started doing that, I had no problem. If there was no line in the men's room and there was a really long line in the women's room, I'd go use the men's room. No apologies. Yeah. If you have to go, you have to go.
So, I probably
The issue isn't men or women or people who don't have gender identification or identify with a gender that was not their sex assigned at birth. The issue is actual perverts who have malintent. Those are the issues.
Yeah. I'm thinking that at a Taylor Swift concert, there's going to be a lot more women than there are men.
Those men's rooms were converted into women's restrooms.
Women's rooms, right. So speaking of Taylor Swift, the Singapore National Tourism Bureau said yesterday that they have provided a government grant to bring Taylor Swift to a concert in their national stadium. The Prime Minister of Singapore said he wanted to bring Taylor Swift over, Singapore's in Southeast Asia, and so the people there can't afford, I don't know whether Taylor Swift might want to cut her rates or whatever, but on first blush, somebody said, well, you know, we charge this much money, so the national government of Singapore has declared Taylor Swift Day, I don't know, sometime next month, I guess it is, to bring her in, and it's sponsored by the Ministry of Community Culture. they issued a joint statement with the Taylor Swift people. They're bringing, because they think it'll be great for their retail, their travel business, dining business. Bring Taylor Swift. Everybody in the world knows who Taylor Swift is. So in order to, but they wanted to, the deal apparently that they made was to prevent her from playing elsewhere in that area. The Eras Tour is going on. She just took a break for the football game, and she's back over there now, apparently. They're doing concerts in various places in Southeast Asia. And normally, they take in, this is pretty interesting, $3 to $4 million for each performance. All right? So she got six, she has six concerts in this arena. That's what they schedule it for. And they've guaranteed that they'll get at least three, and if the take is larger, $4 million for six concerts. So that's what, four times six is $24 million. Not bad for six performances, right? I'll take it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, so anyway, here's the news of Swifty. See, I have to do a Swifty thing. I got to mention Donald Trump. I was told, you must mention Donald Trump every hour, and you must mention Taylor Swift. Okay, so I did Taylor Swift.
And compare them together.
Donald Trump, yeah. That's not going to happen in real life, I think. I'd be pretty sure of that. All right, so let's go back to some of the issues that people have with their sexuality. Apparently, Greece this week announced they would be the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex marriages. The Hellenic Parliament, the Greek Parliament, passed an equality bill that has been put together. Actually, the Prime Minister of Greece is pretty conservative, or pretty, I don't like that word, but you know what I mean. So the fact that it's a turning point for human rights there, other countries, I'm sure, will take note. And I go back to what I said before. Who cares whether you're the same sex or not? Why? What does it do to you? And then, you know, there is this whole thing, well, gay couples shouldn't be able to adopt children. Why? If they love the kids, what difference does it make?
Well, I know that doesn't also just, set it's well couples. It's just marriage. It's we have to also stop putting these additional words in front of them. It's just marriage. People are getting married.
Yeah. That's all. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thank you.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The official top 10 stories and people list this week from Talkers Magazine. That's the focal point of our discussion, but we get off onto tangents from now. And now and then there are good stories about some of the hosts and and other aspects.
And then there are stories that happen at the end of the week that don't quite get within the algorithms. I love that word. I have no idea of how we do this. And two stories that were being talked about at the end of the week. One is the landing on the moon.
Fabulous.
The Odysseus capsule. And the AT&T phone outage.
Did you lose any? Are you on AT&T?
We lost some. And I know people that did. And you know what comes out of that? The panic that happens when you're out away from home or the office or work or, or a landline or a Wi-Fi, dependent on your 5G gizmo, and suddenly it doesn't work. It's like losing your wallet or losing your keys or losing your arm. We are so psychologically dependent upon that phone in our hand when we are away from our home base, when you're out driving around or going somewhere, and a lot of people came to grips with that. It's like, because you don't realize it's AT&T out all over the place. You think it's you, and you. What do? If you have to call home, what do? Ask somebody if you can use their phone. They'll shoot you. You know,
call home.
Yeah, find a public phone booth.
Where? Show me one.
And if you do, it's probably, you know, dripping with all kinds of viral mung.
No. Thank you, but no thank you.
So
I have a question that has to do with the issues, the stories, the 10 stories that we take on. We're serious. These are very heavy things that are going on, all of these issues. Russia, presidential race, Trump, migrants, the war in the Middle East, the whole business about women's reproductive rights, the Chinese hacker thing. I want to spend a moment on that if we May, Michael, because Jennifer Horne said something on the accompanying hour. You know, we do another hour with Jennifer Horne and Jay Kirshner and me talking about these issues from the perspective of how they were addressed on our various programs this week. So Jennifer brought up something that I hadn't really thought about. I know there are, and I think we may have talked about this here, but I know I talked about it a lot last week, the number of Chinese that are coming into our country. Most of them are men. Most of them are coming through the same border holes that are a problem for Hispanics and whoever else is coming from South America and Central America. But the number of Chinese coming into our country, last year, the California crossing thing, whatever it is in Tijuana, whatever they call it, I forget what they call it, 4,000, the records show that 4,000 men and women came across the border into America. So far this year, 20,000 Chinese men have come into our country, as near as we can tell, in legitimate ways. So Jennifer brought up a good point, wondering out loud whether or not the Chinese leader is sending Chinese men here to form an army at one point in time. They're just slipping in. You got 20,000 Chinese men coming into our country. Where are they going and what are they doing? And I thought that was a fairly legitimate question. What about you?
I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. I think it is. I think it's talk radio. I think it's talk radio stuff to create interest. Okay. I can't imagine it happening. I mean,
no. Right. I mean, I don't want it to happen, but
I can't imagine it happening. So it's kind of, as I said, it's talk radio stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So we're all about here is talk radio stuff. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 28 after the hour.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
As a consumer electronics appliance, radio has been through many configurations since first appearing on store shelves in the early 20th century. It's been mostly AM, which stands for amplitude modulation, and FM, which means frequency modulation. But we mustn't forget that shortwave and ham radio have also been important during these 100-plus years. There was even a time when radio was listened to with headphones on simple non-powered devices called crystal sets. Today, AM/FM radios come with a variety of power sources, including batteries, solar panels, and cranks to generate energy. Now in the digital era, we have DAB radio, satellite radio, streaming radio, and the development of radio-style innovations such as podcasting. Radio continues to evolve. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $220.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina.
Donald Trump is racking up the delegates after a big win in South Carolina. He beats former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state, getting approximately 60% of the vote to Haley's 40%.
I know 40% is not 50%, but I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was... an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates. Next up is Michigan's primary on Tuesday, and then the following week on March 5th is Super Tuesday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
In your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Really? I don't recognize that. Probably
oh,
should.
Oh, all about Eve?
Oh.
Davis.
Oh, that's
Baxter.
Right, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One of your favorites, is it?
It is. As far as the classic Hollywood films go, that would be in my top three. Right? Probably
right.
Just under His Girl Friday.
Okay, good to know. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 34, almost 35 after the hour. Here's from the, Doug's Did You Know and Do You Care fact file.
Yes.
The first mass-produced dresses in our country were made out of flour sacks. And that's because during the Depression, rural families repurposed rags, towels, and the bags that feed came in, burlap bags, flour sacks, that sort of thing, because they had tighter weaves, a very frugal way to make a dress or make some kind of... Look at some of the girls from that era and what they were dressed in. They all looked the same. Because had dresses from sugar bags or animal feed bags, that sort of thing.
I feel like that cut of dress has... Even though the material's been different, that specific
come
kind
back.
Of cut has come back a little bit.
Has it? Yeah, would you wear one?
Every 20 to 30 years. I feel like I did in the early aughts.
Okay.
I've reached that age where fashions I grew up in, like, my teen years are now coming back for teens in today's world. I feel like I'm a true adult now because I've reached that age to see my fashion stuff becoming fashionable again. Not for me. Not for my age, but for the age when I was.
Well, it's kind of like men's sport coats and suits. The lapels get wider and then they get narrower. The only difference, right?
Yeah.
Well, whether you got two buttons or three buttons or whether it has a single slit in the back or a double vent, you know, that kind of stuff, or no vent at all.
The leisure suits, those need to never come back, though.
I had tons. My father's in the clothing business, so I had one of every color. I had a khaki one. I had a blue one. I had a white one. I think I had a green one. There's a picture around someplace of me in the white leisure suit.
We have to find it.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, here's the story of Sonia Passion, who realized her life's work when she was 16, kind of like the interpreter or the entrepreneur we were talking about a few minutes ago in the social media segment. Here's really very interesting because it kind of ties in with all of the things we've been talking about a little bit in this hour, which you can hear if you didn't hear us talking about some of the gender-based issues in the last half hour. You go to the gooddayshow.com website and you hear the program all day long, the whole program. And then we have the Good Day download every year, every day. The download that's up there right now features our conversation about the 8-year-old chess prodigy who made history beating the 37-year-old. We talked about that. Well, I mean, you got 3-4 hours of conversation sort of boiled down. How long does the download usually last, Jay, when you put it together? 14, 15
minutes? Yeah, it's about 40 minutes. 35 to 45. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's the podcast of the Good Day Show, Good Day Download at gooddayshow.com. All right, so anyway, this ongoing discussion of gender-based reality and the violence that goes with it for whatever the reason. Here's a youngster who at the age of 16 prepared a pamphlet for Amnesty International about helping survivors of gender-based violence. It's pretty interesting because the reality around the world is that 1 in 3 women will experience some kind of gender-based violence in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady talks about being confused as to why she was exposed to this stuff and, you know, the business about whether you are a girl or a boy or, you know, the whole... It's confusing, and I think it's unnecessary. I get
some
of
you don't agree
with that.
Well, men are starting to deal with it a lot more... Now, too, where, and they were, don't get me wrong, but it was always happening to women. More women would experience it, and then if we said anything, did anything, had a response or a reaction, we became the problem, not the situation itself. And men, if they experience some kind of violence or sexual assault or anything like that, a groping issue, well, they can't say anything because then they're not man enough, or then they should have won it, and like all of that stuff. Yeah. It's just... It is the same situation happening to people regardless of gender identification and or sex assigned at birth, and it is just dealt with in two very different ways, and none of it is okay.
So this youngster at the age of 16 starting this apparently applied for in some contest a $300,000 prize and got it. So now is using that money to fund her life's work to advance the mission of the organization that she started called Freeform. Focuses basically on the long-term safety and survival of gender-based violence. And there's way more of it than you would think, frankly. It's kind of like the whole business about you wouldn't know how many husbands beat their wives because, you know, what wife admits to that? Unless it's really, it's sick. But there's a lot of sick stuff in
our
society.
And the spouse that's being beaten typically believes they've been beaten into believing
they
it's their fault.
It.
They did something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Or the embarrassment of how did I let myself get into this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside looking in, these people who are the abusers could be seen as the most adored person when they are out. They go to their church and everybody loves them. They're constantly telling their spouse and their children how fortunate you are to have this person as your parent and in your life and as a part of your family. Little do they know they're being beaten by this very person with every inch of their life, almost every day.
Yeah. And that comes from parental stuff as well. You're allowed to, or you're encouraged, or you see it, so then you follow in the footsteps of whatever your parents were doing. Pretty sick stuff. All right, let's get some news from England to talk about here on the Good Day program. Sanctions against people. This is an interesting reality. The United Kingdom, that is Britain, England, has gone so far after the death of Navalny as to sanction the people who lead this penal colony out in Siberia. Which is kind of an interesting reality. There are six officials that were targeted by the human rights people in England, including three people whose names you couldn't pronounce because they're, what is the, you want me to try this? Konstantinovich, maybe, as the colonel who runs the prison. So the British are saying, nope, you can't travel. What he's trying to do is say you can't come to England. They can't, any assets they have in England are going to be frozen, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reminds me, they did that with Putin stuff. They found, you know, when Putin was sanctioned, they found almost $1 billion, $1 billion of his money in American banks. $1 billion. The rest of it, apparently, he's got $5 billion. It's in Dubai and places like that, Singapore, speaking of Singapore, you know, places where he can hide it. And what good is he going to do him? Because sooner or later, somebody's going to put a bullet in his head, sooner, hopefully. Anyway, so that's the story of the Russians and what they're all about. Also, while we're there, this is something that I remember. My daughter went to school in England, and my wife loved England, so I became an Anglophile. When I was in my early 20s, love England. I'm going to go for a long weekend with the kids this summer over to spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday in London with Miles and Megan and Matthew. Yeah, it'd be fun. I used to go to England every month when Megan was in school there to make sure everything was okay. We had a flat, and I did the radio program from either there or Uri Geller's house, one place or the other. And so when you drive through London, you see this big old tower, the BT tower, British, what the heck did it stand for? British something transmission. It's the cell tower. It's been on the London skyline for 60 years. So now they're going to make it into a hotel. British Telecom, that's what it is. BT is British Telecom. They're selling the tower for $347 million to a hotel chain. I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to structure.
Mm-hmm.
This was originally the post office tower. It goes back to the 1960s. It was London's tallest building till 1980. And so but what you see when you drive by it, these microwave tower,
cool
aerial
topper. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like you see in that Seattle tower. Same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, so the tower doesn't get used anymore for the telecommunication stuff. And they took the microwave stuff off of it because the microwave's a good way to get cancer. And so now they're going to make it a hotel.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting place.
They used to house a rotating restaurant at the top with panoramic views, so you know that's going to probably still do it. And it's an American-based company that is...
Oh.
If this were happening here, we would be in an uproar. company is coming in and buying one of our, you know, well-known city skyline buildings and turning it into a hotel. Blasphemy.
Yeah, boo. All right, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Some people say that. Mrs. Clinton said that, and some people agree, and some people disagree. Anyway, but that concept has flourished in a couple of preschools in England. And listen to this. So this preschool was opened inside a home for the elderly, people who have dementia. So they are helping the youngsters, are helping the oldsters sort of, you know, keep a focus on things. It's a care village. They leave it to the British to come up with something like this. This is very interesting, and it's an interesting idea that we could maybe bring over here. The youngsters are in there, and they are around the people who are suffering from dementia. They're part of the daily life of the residents and the tenants in this place. So they're sharing meal, they're sharing stories, they're sharing arts and crafts, they're sharing exercise together. I think it's a very innovative idea, isn't it?
Multi-generational friendships are a beautiful thing and need to be practiced a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a very cool idea. Yeah, it is something. Again, we could you could easily see something like that happening here, don't you think?
Absolutely. I believe there's one in Seattle.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. So there's. So you know, that's what I like about us being together. It's that we learn from each other, right?
Uh-huh. It's that multi-generational friendship.
Yeah, that was that. There it is. Well, we do come from different generations, no question about that. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service on Good Day at 48 after the hour. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are.
Love is
anything your heart desires will come.
So, Chucker, do we remember who the artist was who played Jiminy Cricket and sang the song?
I don't recall. I know that this day in movie history, February 23rd, 1940, Disney released its animated classic Pinocchio into theaters. And the reason that rings a bell with me, because this is the first movie that I ever saw in a movie theater with my parents in a re-release in the 1970s. Yeah, and I got to tell you, it scared me. I remember being very scared watching
yeah.
it.
Getting eaten and, by the whale and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And it, when he turns into the donkey, I thought that was, you know, pretty spooky. So yeah. A lot of Disney animation did that to little children. I don't know if that was the goal, but it certainly
Fantasia was awful, Lally. Awful. Fantasia. Ah, those brooms.
And then I also remember the first live-action movie that I ever saw in a movie theater with my parents was The Odd Couple.
I don't remember.
In the 1970s. That was re-released, too. Yeah, they used to listen. There was no way to record. There was no VHS, DVD. So, yeah, you know, they re-release movies all the time. So, yeah. Do you remember the first movie you ever seen in a movie theater? Saw in a movie theater?
You know, I think it was Fantasia. Now that you asked me that, I can remember the first song I ever heard on the radio. It was an Elvis song. But I don't, I think it was Fantasia. And it was scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was, what was I, 5, 6 years old, maybe 7? Whatever I was, it literally, what year was that? What year was Fantasia? It was in the movie. I mean, it came out in the late 30s, I think.
Yeah, and then they re-released it. That's when you called it.
They re-released it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got one other interesting one.
Yes.
This day
please.
In TV history, February 23rd, 1997, NBC airs Schindler's List, uncut, and 60, think about this, Doug, 65 million people tune in 1997 on NBC. That would never happen now because the pie has been beyond divided among networks, streamers, basic cable, so on and so on. To get 65 million eyeballs on one movie on a network.
Those were mainstays, too, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Each of the networks would have a movie on, and it was part of their regular programming. And I wondered why that wasn't done when they had the writer's strike, why they didn't go back to having
They did a little, because, you know, when I was a kid, the ABC Sunday night movie was huge. Like, I remember when they used to advertise the ABC Sunday night movie in the fall, and I could not wait to see those movies. Yeah. I think they went to it a little bit during, but the reality is again, you know, with all the streaming services, there's just so much content and so much division of what you could watch, where you could watch, how you can watch.
Last night was the last episode of 400.
Did you watch
Sam Waterston? Oh, absolutely. I was disappointed in the end of it, although he walked off by himself. He was by himself. He left a lot of questions, so who's going to be the new DA? But I thought that was handled not as well. I don't know what Dick Wolf was thinking about. I think it was Waterston. It was his choice to leave. He thinks he was. I saw an article someplace that suggested that he's been watching the shows and he thought he looked old. And he didn't think he was adding to the franchise. He was excited to go back to Law & Order when it came back last year, but he, I think, felt like...
How old is he? He's in his 80s?
82.
Okay.
He's 82. But imagine, 400 episodes, he carried that through.
Incredible.
Michael Moriarty was the first DA.
Right.
And he lasted a couple of years, and he had a fight with Dick Wolf, and that was the end of that. And then Waterston came in and realized what a job it was. He lived in New York. They started him at like 150 an episode. By the time you get to the end of his career, it was like 700,000 an episode. So, but at the end, I thought it was sad. Frankly, I was sad.
Okay.
Being a Law & Order. But there's nobody left now from the original gang. They're all gone. The Law & Order franchise is there.
There's a saying in life and on TV, nothing lasts forever, Doug.
Thank you. Hopefully you'll last forever here. What do we have this weekend that's new in the movies?
There's one film I think is interesting, Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank and Alan Richardson, which is trying to attract a faith-based crowd. I think I might go see it this weekend. Really? I'm a big fan. I like Hilary Swank
a lot. I like her a lot.
I hope it makes a dent. I always root for these movies because I think good storytelling, community feel is a good thing. We need more of it.
All right, we'll find out how it does on Monday here on Good Day. It's 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.